This is Colourful Radio.
Well, she launched her debut album at the tender age of 13 back in 1995. She had two number one hits by the age of 15. Don't Take It Personally, Just One of Those Days, and Before You Walk Out of My Life. Did you know that her cousin is Ludacris? No, not meaning that he's mad or anything. We mean the rapper Ludacris. In 1999, she earned a Grammy Award with Brandy for the best performer, best performance by duo or group with vocals. She's also designed a high-end line of boys' clothing called Regions of Rock, designed for infants. And Keisha Cole is the godmother to her youngest son, Romello Montez. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Monica in the house. Hey, Monica, it's so good to have you on. How you doing?
I've been really good, running all over the place, but in a good way. How have you been?
Well, we're fine. We're doing exactly the same thing as you, running all over the place, with less money than you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got to be a payoff.
Somewhere along the line, somewhere. Well, look, congratulations on your new chat show, Still Standing, which premieres here in the UK on BET at 9 o'clock. Congratulations on that. We were wondering about the title, Still Standing. What does that actually mean? What's the thought behind that?
You know what? I wanted it to be a title that would reflect strength. You know, a lot of times people are able to hear about different things that happen in our lives as artists, whether they are good, bad, or indifferent. And the reality is that when things are taking place, you want to be able to still stand. You want to be able to have, you know, as much strength as you possibly can. So that's where the title came from.
And so tell us about the contents of the show then. What can we expect to see?
Well, the show is actually one that is very based around how I grew up. I grew up in a really faith-built family, and we are all, you know, very strong. So we wanted it to all reflect that. And the show is really positive. It's not like your typical reality TV, so to speak. It's more uplifting. It's more about progression and life and love and all the good things that can come from life.
All right. So, I mean, we know that you've done loads of duets with people like Keisha Cole, Usher. We love your duet with Usher. What's that track that I played earlier on? Slow Jam. Play another slow jam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we love that. We do. And also
yes.
Brandy. So do we see any of these faces are still standing?
Well, you know, as of right now, we don't have any besides T-Pain. Right now, T-Pain is on the record, and we did a really fun song about being in a relationship, and when you break up, you meet someone else. But this someone else, you're constantly comparing to the person before them. So it's really kind of comical, and T-Pain did an incredible job as far as singing on the record.
Okay.
So it was really fun. Actually, Polo da Don did the record.
All right. Okay.
And, of course, Still Standing is the title track from the album, and Ludacris is actually rapping on it.
You see, what I really love about you guys out in the States, you go into the industry and you're not kind of tunnel visioned. I mean, when you was age 13, did you think you would branch out into maybe acting, you know, in other spheres of the entertainment world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that even being from Georgia even plays a major part, because a lot of the artists here, we support each other. You know, we're real close to one another. So you feel empowered by the fact that your peers are constantly supporting you. So it makes you want to do other things. I mean, definitely in my case, and Ludacris as well, that's one of the things that helped us to kind of catapult ourselves into different places and different things.
And, I mean, you entered the industry so, so young, 13. Did you actually know what you was getting into?
You know, I didn't. And I think that was the good part about it. You know, I never got into the political aspect of things. I never was concerned with anything other than making good music. And that was a great way to be, because now being an adult, you know, 29 years old with two children, you think about things more, you know?
Yeah.
So in the beginning, it was really fun.
And, you know, we've seen people like Britney Spears grow up in front of our eyes. You see, you're familiar with Britney Spears, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And as a child artist. And then they all of a sudden they decide that she's going to come out as a grown woman. And so she comes out kind of half naked. Well, we were talking about your naked album picture and commenting on how gorgeous you look. How was it for you to make that transition from child to woman?
You know, I was always very open and very honest. And I think the thing that I did was that was really great was I always took time to step away and just be a human being. I think that's very necessary. It's hard enough working in front of the public, but everything is being scrutinized and judged. And the reality is that we all do crazy things in the teenage years and transition into adulthood. But unfortunately, with artists, you don't get to do it in private. So I think that's the case when you think about somebody like Britney Spears, whom I've met several occasions, just very beautiful person, like very loving, very sociable. And, you know, she plays with the kids and, you know, my kids were there and just a lot of different interaction that I've had with people that catch such a hard time in the media. It just brings the realization that we're just put under a lot of pressure to be something in particular. But for me, it really wasn't that hard. You know, I stayed grounded. I stayed here in Atlanta, where I'm from. And when I felt it was time that I needed to kind of grow up and get away, then I got away and grew up and came back. And people have been really, really receptive, and I'm appreciative of that because you never know.
Okay, I'm hearing that. And speaking about not being able to do things in the public eye as you would like to, you disappeared from the industry for a while. What was your decision to come back, and what were you up to?
I wanted a family. After working from 12 years old all the way to 24, I really wanted a family. That was just something that I desired. And I knew that in order to do it and to stay sane, I would have to kind of take a break. So I just stepped away. I had two boys. One is now 4 years old. One is only one. So it was just really good for me as a person to get back to that unconditional love that family can bring. And having children just makes it easy to go out and work now.
And what about the, so I guess the inspiration behind your infant clothing line, Regents of Rock, is it your boys? Is it modeled
on
your boys?
Absolutely. That's why I only did. I always enjoyed the relationship that Kimora Lee Simmons and her daughters had, and I liked the fact that she really catered things around them, you know, and it was all for them. So I did the same thing just for boys, and Regents of Rock is from the ages of newborn all the way up to size 18, which is about middle school. And it's just some really funky urban pieces that have different mixes of jeans and leathers and suede and things of that nature.
It sounds lovely. And so will these trousers or jeans be hanging around their butts age 15?
Well, I would say put a belt on. We'll make a belt for that.
Okay, yeah, we'll make a nice belt for that.
Put a belt on it.
Put a
belt on it.
Listen, I know that you can't stay with us very long because you're pretty much in demand, and so we're so grateful that you could give us some time. But I've got to ask you this. Do you like reggae?
I do like some reggae. I haven't heard a whole lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when I vacation, that's when I get to hear it the most.
Okay, well, listen, and do you always know what happens to your music when it goes out there?
You know, you don't. I've heard so many different mixes and remixes and dance mixes and reggae mixes, and actually, it does not bother me. As long as it's not music that's stolen, I don't have a problem with it at all because I enjoy the fact that people from all genres can hear it and enjoy it. Like, I go in a club and hear a techno version of songs that I had never heard before. So, no, you don't know.
Okay, well, I've got something to play for you right now that a DJ put in my hand last year sometime, and I've been mad over it and been playing it ever since. This is heavy.
Drive past your house every night in an unmarked car.
wondering what she had on me to make you break my heart. Yeah.
But.
I'm so gone.
How do you feel about that, Monica?
Yeah, that sounds good. But see, I never get to hear stuff like that.
Well, I'm going to get this over to you somehow because you've got to play this in your Jeep.
I don't have a Jeep, but Sierra does.
Right.
She's going to have to bump it in her Jeep. She's got an off-road Wrangler, so...
That'll do it.
Maybe I could get me a real nice vacation in Jamaica somewhere, and then I can listen to it nonstop.
I'm telling you, I got to also tell you something. We've got Lloyd Brown in the studio, which is an international superstar. He's one of Britain's finest. Lloyd, would you like to ask Monica any question at all?
Yeah, I mean, with the influx of a lot of British R&B hip-hop artists that seem to make their way over to America to kind of raise their profile, Who are your ears tuned into from the UK in the hip-hop and R&B field that, that you're feeling?
I'm not really sure where Estelle is from, but I really like her.
Who's that?
I really, really like her. I like the fact that she's, you know, extremely innovative, but at the same time, you can tell that she's comfortable with who she is. That's just something that I respect. That's why I like Rihanna. That's why I like
Rihanna.
You know, I like people that aren't afraid to be them because that's all I've ever believed in being. I think all of us are different for a reason. So I like the fact that they just do their own thing.
Absolutely. And do you know of Estelle?
Huh?
Have you heard of Estelle? Do you know Estelle?
That's who I said first.
Oh, okay.
We didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Yeah, I say Estelle. I'm not sure. I wasn't completely sure where she was from.
Yeah, the UK.
But I actually met her. I think Kanye had an event. And I just loved her spirit. I thought it was really, I think that's just great that she's created her own lane altogether and people love and respect her. She actually just performed at the Soul Train Award.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, I know we've got to let you go now, but thank you so much. If I can ask you one last question, you know, what advice would you give any young, budding, wide-eyed artists out there in terms of getting into the music industry? What advice would you give them?
I would say first, don't sign anything without your lawyers present. A very major part of it because people get so excited at the idea of having a deal and a record contract, and it's just so much more to it. And I would also say as far as the artistry part of it goes, don't change who you are and what your destiny is. You know, if you come into I came into the music business when they were saying that groups were more popular. So they told me to find two more girls and find two more girls and come back as a group because groups were popular. Mm-hmm. And that's just not what was meant for Monica. So I would say whatever it is that you believe and whatever your destiny is, whatever you want it to be, create it. Don't let somebody else create it. And that may mean that you'll get a couple of doors closed in your face, but eventually one will be open, and that will be the one that you need to be walking through.
Well put.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And you, of course, good luck with your show tomorrow, primarily here in the UK, Tuesday, 9 o'clock. And when will you be coming to the UK?
You know, I hope that I get to come there after, right after my son's second birthday in January. I'm thinking that'll be a good time for us to come over. The boys travel with me a lot.
That's beautiful.
And they're getting to the point where we can take longer trips, and I'm finishing up the album. It's supposed to come out January 12th. So that'll be a great time for me to come back over because it's been years.
We'll be at the airport waiting for you, so make sure you come through the Colourful Radio Studios.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be watching you tomorrow night on BT. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So gone over you.
This is Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio.